Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. Mayo moves to third. Kell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. Vico moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vico moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPont scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Fain reaches second base with a double. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LaPont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPont is 0-for-1 in the game. LaPont hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Vico moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vico moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-1 in the game. Franks hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayo moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Kell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Mullen moves to third. Evers moves to second. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mullen scores. Evers moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Vico. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing right field. Bubba Harris now pitching. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Hutchinson moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brissy now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. Mayo scores. Kell moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Mullen scores. Evers moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wirtz trying to get to home. Coleman throws the ball into Franks who tags Wirtz who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wagner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-2 in the game. Franks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Kellner now pitching. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Franks and he is out, Webb applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kell is hit by the pitch. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Webb moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evers moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy DeMars pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-3 in the game. Franks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.